It is my joy today to welcome you to another week of broadcasting the glorious gospel of our wonderful Savior and to give you some music that will encourage your heart and that you will not only enjoy, but that can reach further than just entertainment and be a real spiritual blessing to your heart. Now we want to get right to the message today. If you will remember last week, we're in the book of John, we're in chapter 20, and last week we were studying where Mary Magdalene came to the tomb very early in the morning on the first day of the week, and there she saw the tomb opened and the stone rolled away, and then she went and told Peter and John. And, of course, you know the rest of the story. They came back and went into the tomb and saw what had taken place, and they left. And then Mary comes back to the tomb, and when she comes back, she stood without the sepulcher weeping. But as she wept, she stooped down, I'm in chapter 20, verse 11, and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. As I said, as we closed the program, she still was not thoroughly convinced of his resurrection. She thought his body had been taken away, even though she had looked into the tomb and had seen the garments or the linen clothes lying there. She could hardly have missed seeing them. Of course, the scripture doesn't say that she did, but it does say that Peter and John saw them when they went into the tomb. Now in verse 14, and when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. She turned around and there stood Jesus, and she didn't know that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she supposing him to be the gardener. He had not yet revealed himself to her. She was thinking he was the gardener. And she saith unto him, Sir, if they have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. In other words, I'll take care of his body. Tell me what you've done with it. She might have been of the opinion that the gardener just disposed of the body somewhere. And she said, I'll take it. I'll take care of it. And then Jesus said unto her, Mary. Now here is a very, very precious thought, a very precious word of God. He spoke to her in her name. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. When he called her name, she recognized his voice. Someone wrote a song recently that I thought was very good. I don't think it's on the market, so to speak, but I heard it, the person that wrote it sang it, and I thought it was very good. Jesus knows my name. He knows my name. He knows your name. And he knew the name of Mary, and when he called her name, she recognized that it was Jesus to whom she was speaking. And he said, Mary, and she turned herself and said, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Now, if you did not have any other scripture, whatever, any other scripture to prove that the Hollywood, low-down, good-for-nothing, atheistic, ungodly directors and workers in Hollywood and whoever does it makes these stupid so-called Bible pictures, and they make Mary Magdalene to be a lover in a physical sense of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a ridiculous, it's ungodly, and yet here is a verse of Scripture. Whenever she heard the voice of Jesus and he called her Mary, she did not say, Oh, dear Jesus, or my dear lover, or and run and grab him and hug him by the neck and kiss him and all that kind of thing, like Hollywood would picture. She said, bowed herself and she said, she turned and said, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. In other words, he was God, as far as she was concerned. He was the Master, and not what the world would have you to believe, that she was his lover. Now, my dear friend, I hate to even have to talk about that kind of thing, but if I don't warn you, some people will get confused and mixed up. Now, I don't think my audience would, but I don't know who might be listening, and there's no good can come out of Hollywood. It's a cesspool of iniquity. No good can come out of Hollywood. Why would you want to pay any attention to anything that Hollywood would want to say? Why would you listen to it at all? Good, godly Christians have no business even considering it and thinking about it at all as a place of truth and goodness and learning and education. It's nothing in the world but a cesspool of iniquity. And my dear friend, the kind of things they put out, especially when they try to put out a Bible picture, they will always make it wrong somewhere along the line and mix up the truth, and Satan gets the glory instead of God. So I just warn you about those things. Mary was like any other good, godly Christian woman who had been saved from her sins, and she loved much because she had been forgiven much. And she had many sins, and the sins were forgiven. And now she loved the Lord Jesus Christ in the same sense that you love him, and in the same sense that I love him, she loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And now when she hears his voice, he calls her by her name. She recognizes him and says, Master. Total surrender to him as the master of her life. Now, I want to go on into the next verse briefly today, and then maybe it'll take another day to complete it, but I want you to stay with me, if you will. We have a very, very important verse of Scripture here, a very, very important account of what took place that does not just end right here. It is something that really needs our attention. Look, if you will, Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, touch me not. In other words, Jesus did not allow her to touch him on that occasion. He did not allow her to touch him. If you will remember reading in the Scripture, just a little while later, it could not have been very, very many hours later, other women were coming with spices to anoint the body of Jesus, having not yet heard that he was raised from the dead. They were coming to anoint his body, and whenever they met Jesus on the road, the Scripture is very clear, they held him by the feet. Now, there was a short period of time in there between when Mary Magdalene saw him and when these other women saw him. And when Mary Magdalene saw him, he said, touch me not. You cannot touch me. But later on, the women did touch him and grab him by the feet as they worshiped him. Now, there's a tremendous Bible significance here that we need to look into, and we'll get to that on the program tomorrow. I do hope that you will be with us. In the meantime, pray for this ministry and encourage someone else to listen.